have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. How was your weekend? I hope it was amazing. My weekend was amazing. Thanks for asking. It was fast. Mamma mia. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Mamma mia. An hola. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute. I want to go over to the last week one. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't watch the show, but you want to listen live anyway while it's happening, you can podcast. But you can also listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. What the? So last week, biblical question, doozy. If you missed yesterday's fellowship, oh Lord. Not joy, Lord. It was amazing. But first, it is Monday. And we take all calls. But Mondays, we take the ladies' calls as they come in first because Monday is, and we love the ladies, and will always be female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies.
Soul,
we've been lied to for so long.
I do believe we shall overcome someday. Amazing. So, yesterday fellowship. Amazing. Yesterday fellowship was, I love the fellowship because I learned too. I learned so much and not even funny. I absolutely appreciate Sunday fellowship, ladies fellowship. on the third Thursday of the month, which is this week. And then the first Thursday of the month, the men one. It's amazing. Pete and Stephanie from Jim, not Pete. They both white. Anyway, Jim and Stephanie from Alaska. It was amazing meeting you guys in person. They came all the way from Alaska yesterday just for the meeting, the fellowship. See how some people really want it? They want it, and it doesn't matter how far they got to go to receive it. It was an honor to meet you guys in person, and thanks for the gift you brought. We do appreciate it. I hope you had a safe trip back home. Back to Alaska. Amazing. Good to meet you guys. But if you missed yesterday's fellowship, you can podcast by going to rebuildingdemand.com/fellowship. Church. rebuildingdemand.com/church. And so we dealt with last week's biblical question. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? And what it is, human nature, all human beings, human nature is dark, is evil, and there's no light in it. And the proof is in the pudding. Look how you feel. Look how you think. Look how you treat yourself and others. You have no light, meaning you have no love. Your nature is dark and wicked and is of your father, the devil. And you can't see. Forgive them. They know not what they do. They are blind. They can't see, right? And so once you start realizing that, and then you start to work on yourself, and you will open yourself up so the light can come in and destroy the darkness inside your mind and body. And then once the light destroys the darkness, it changes your nature, which is of evil. It changes your dark, wicked nature from darkness to light. And now you're of the light and no longer of evil. And when evil is gone, goodness resides. It lives there. It dwells there. And so the absence of your dark nature is light. And the absence of your evil nature is good. And the thing about truth, if you really, really work on yourself and just become self-aware, if you remember to be present and never forget to be present, the light will give you a new nature. It will destroy the darkness. It will destroy that old evil nature. I was thinking about reflection on this last night, how horrible, and there are no words to express, human beings treat one another. And they don't seem to realize, well, I'm a human being. I'm created in God's image. Why am I doing this to myself and others? What is making me do this? Why do I do it? They won't even question it. They just take for granted that's the way it is. And you owe somebody a payback. You owe them revenge. You deserve to get angry. You deserve to be emotional. You deserve, and you never realize that you are evil. A few people are realizing it now, men and women around the world, but most people never realize, nor do they want to, because they love their misery. They love the thrills. And you can take the thrills away from them if you were God. You notice God doesn't take your thrills away if you don't want him to. He's not going to impose. He gave you this life as a gift from him, and you can do whatever you want with it. Whatever you want to do with the gift, you can do it. He's not going to get mad. He's not like human being. I gave you a gift, now I'm mad if you don't treat me differently or take it, I'll take it back and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work that way. So the absence of darkness is light, your old nature. When that is gone, you will be of the light. Amazing, huh? Brand new biblical question. It's a doozy, too. And for those who want to overcome, it's not for everyone. Only those who want to overcome. And those who don't, I wish you well. Really. You don't have to. No sweat off my back. Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? That is the question. And it is an amazing question. What that is, Scotty?
I think that's pure goodness.
Oh.
We're looking at.
How did you find pure goodness somewhere?
I Googled it. Yeah. Derek Googled it.
It's on Google.
Yeah.
The same place you learned to fly.
Heaven.mp4.
Amazing. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Brand new biblical question. The great white hope, Donald Trump, what a mad matter of man is this? He's over in Israel right now, celebrating the end of the war between Israel and Hamas, right? Hamas. Amazing, huh? President Trump arrived in Israel on Air Force One and was greeted by Israel President Netanyahu. Trump has traveled to the Middle East along with other world leaders for a peace summit to end the war in Gaza. That's from ABC News. What manner of man is this? The wind and sea obeys him. And they call him daddy. And some call him king. I call him the great white hope. Amazing. Today is Columbus Day. Isn't that amazing? So it's a holiday for the government workers, but not for normal people. Columbus Day. Happy Columbus Day. And I've been knowing about Columbus Day, I guess, all my life, I guess, but I never knew how it came about. When I knew it existed. But I finally found out from my producer, Derek, what Columbus Day was all about. Fox News is reporting. And some of you know the liberal took away Columbus Day and called it Indian Day. My father married us a Cherokee. My mother, people were ashamed of me. The Indians said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy, she's no good to want. Happy, that's all I ever heard. I love and hate the word. Amazing. President Donald Trump, so they were trying to call it Indian Day when it's really Columbus Day. What the? President Donald Trump, according to Fox News, President Donald Trump cabinet and others at the White House broke out into applause on Thursday afternoon when Trump signed a proclamation honoring Italian explorer Christopher Columbus. Why, since from Breitbart.
And Now you have another one that's...
Ooh, wait, this is like...
I think very non-controversial, frankly, but some people would say it's controversial. Go ahead.
This is like Explorer Day for you, sir. Today we have your Columbus Day proclamation for Monday, which we're signing a bit early. Christopher Columbus obviously discovered the New World in 1492. He was a great Italian explorer. He sailed his three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, across the Atlantic Ocean and landed in what's today the Caribbean. But this is a particularly important holiday for Italian Americans who celebrate the legacy of Christopher Columbus and the innovation and explorer zeal that he represented.
In other words, we're calling it Columbus Day.
Okay. Yes.
Press that broke out in applause. That was, can you believe that? I've never seen that happen before. The press actually broke out in applause. Good. Columbus Day. We're back. Columbus Day, we're back, Italians. Okay. We love the Italians.
Amazing. So, hey, Italian man founded America.
Discovered the Americas. Christopher Columbus discovered it.
I thought a white man did that. But Italians are white, right?
He was white.
Huh? You hate to say it. You sound like you hate to say it.
No, it's
say
fine.
It!
Italians are white enough to be hated.
You hate to say it?
No, I'm fine.
Don't be a hater.
I heard, well, I don't want to step all over your story.
Here's a portrait of Christopher Columbus from 1519, title Portrait of a Man, said to be Christopher Columbus. Here's an image of it. There he is. He white.
Yep. Some people say he was Jewish.
But he looked white.
Right.
He got a big nose. He white.
Congratulations.
May his soul rest in peace. Founded the greatest country on this side of heaven.
Not founded.
What's the difference between
discovered?
What's the difference between discovered and founding?
Because he did not found.
Who found it?
Founding it is like you founded Bond.
Oh. So who found it?
Founded it?
Mm-hmm.
He found it, but he didn't founded it. It wasn't founded by him. It was found by him.
And then...
And as you heard, in the Caribbean, he landed in the Caribbean or Caribbean.
He didn't land in America?
I don't think he touched the United States land mass.
So how, is the Caribbean in the Western world?
It's in the Americas, yeah.
Oh.
It's one of those islands. It's a bunch of those islands, right?
I guess.
Is that Gulf of Mexico? Is that Gulf of Mexico? Or is it just... Atlantic. Let's not go there.
Yeah, don't show how smart you are. And NPR is reporting that President Benjamin Harrison, first commander, commemorated Columbus Day in 1892. President Benjamin Harrison first commemorated Columbus Day in 1892, a year after anti-Italian rhetoric culminated in the murder of 11 Italian immigrants in New Orleans by a lynch mob. Really? Did you know that?
No, I did not know that, and it sounds like an NPR report.
It might not be true.
Well, I mean, the way that they frame it is... Rhetoric culminated in a lynching.
Oh, I see.
I scoff at that vernacular. That's liberal propaganda.
I scoff. The attack put a strain on the relationship between Italy and the U.S. And the holiday was an olive branch President Franklin Roosevelt proclaimed it a federal holiday match in 1934 because it was like they wanted to let the Italian know we love them too. And so we have, we ain't part of this mess where they allegedly attack your people. This is from WWL TV.
It's been called a long-standing wound in New Orleans and across the world. It was March 1891. Some of the 11 victims killed, all Italian immigrants, had been accused of murdering the police chief, but were acquitted. In an article from the Times-Democrat from the day after the verdict, you can see there was even an advertisement posted asking for people to gather to, quote, remedy the failure of justice. It is said thousands of people gathered around the statue of Henry Clay at St. Charles and Canal. A mob then stormed the jail. Jailers opened the cell doors and told the men to run, but nine were chased down and shot. Two others were killed in a hanging. After the assassination, the Italian government threatened war against the United States. At the time, post-Civil War, the United States had demilitarized. The Italian Navy, with more than 1 million, was the fourth largest in the world. Last year, this topic was discussed on the YouTube channel New Orleans Insider Tours.
They threatened to blockade the Mississippi River, so the Attorney General of the United States ordered a U.S. attorney here in New Orleans to investigate the district attorney's case against the 11 Italians, and he reported back that there was no case against the 11 Italians.
Amazing. Explain that.
Okay, so somehow the sheriff or somebody got murdered, or mayor. I blanked already on who got murdered.
I think you said sheriff.
Yeah, and so they blamed these Italians for that murder, but they tried them, and just as with today, you don't know what the outcome of a court case really is, if that's arrived at the truth. And so everybody's exploiting that lack of knowing and saying, no, they did it. We need to remedy this situation because you can't trust the courts. We have to mete out street justice on the so-called street justice on these immigrants, these Italian immigrants. And so they lynched them. And the Italians, the Italy country was so mad about it that they were going to blockade us and go to war with us maybe.
Right, sound like.
And so the feds got involved and said, no, that trial was on the up and up. And so they were not guilty of that murder. At least there's no case against them.
Wow.
No proof.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then so they did the holiday thing. I hadn't heard of this President Harrison before.
Me either. Is that real? Did we have a President Harrison?
I'm sure. We must have. Benjamin Harrison. And then I'm not a big fan of... He looks like a dignified man. 1833 to 1901 was his life.
Harrison?
23rd president, yep.
The 23rd?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
I'm not the biggest fan of Franklin Roosevelt, who proclaimed it a federal holiday.
All right.
Because he was a socialist.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. But other than that,
did
fine.
America know he at the time that he was a socialist?
Some of them were socialists, I guess.
So socialism has somewhat been in America, but not really prevalent for a while.
Yeah. I don't know how prevalent it was or not, but it's been an influence since before the Civil War, actually.
What a mess.
Yep.
Well, happy Columbus Day today.
We love the Italians.
For the government workers, we love the Italians. Amazing. Happy Columbus Day, Italians and American people. What time? The clock is not up there, so I can't tell what time it is.
Oh, it's 6:24.
Where's the clock?
It was out of whack. It was off.
Oh, and why they didn't fix it and put it back?
I don't know. You know, Bill.
I bet you forgot.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's do Super Chat.
All right.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Over on Cash App, there were some Cash App tips that we did not get to on Friday.
Derek said this was the largest mass lynching in the U.S. history.
Yeah.
That's according to Wikipedia, the Italian mass lynching.
That's not good.
I know.
Anthony says, K. Porter trying out for the L.A. Rams. Get out of my way. get out my way.
Who is Kay Porter?
She's the woman who's said, why do I need them, ma'am? She was arguing with the CBS reporter.
Is she trying to play with a men team or lady team?
I don't think that she's even, she's trying to run for governess.
Oh,
California.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that lady.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that Democrat. Okay.
Curly.
Thank you.
I haven't been able to get a job at all. Should I go to this interview today? Sorry, 3 days later.
I hope you will. I hope you got it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Curly.
Yeah.
Anthony Black, Smash and Grab Friday. Thanks for holding the door open.
Thank you. Amazing, huh?
Bass Nation on Rumble with the Rumble rant during the Fallen State.
You got to know how to rumble.
Money. That, nice. Thanks.
Thank you.
Average Joe, no message yesterday during church.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Average Joe. I appreciate it.
Marty, good morning, everyone. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend and best fellowship on this side of heaven. Much love, y'all, and JLP crew.
Thank you. And thanks for helping to make this happen. I appreciate it.
Christina, love you, JLP and crew.
I love you back. Thank you.
Aaron G., thoughts are drugs.
That's for sure. If you understood how wicked thoughts are, you would never think again. Really, you would let them go. You would just let them go. Amazing. Thank you.
Cuckoo Gio says, in God's eyes, what would the ideal human be like?
Of the light. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 5 subscriptions on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Amazing.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
If you missed it, Phil, thank you. If you missed it, check out rebuildingaman.com/church. Amazing.
XO Marilyn XO with a super thanks. Just when the thoughts tell you fellowships can't get any deeper. Wow.
Yeah.
Black praying hands, thanks emoji.
I never know how fellowship gonna go, and I'm always surprised how amazing they end up. So right on. Thank you.
Someone, 5 coffees, BQ. This is referencing the prior biblical question.
Oh.
The absence of darkness is light. It means that when thoughts are absent, you have perfect peace, says someone.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Kayla, 5. Good morning. One of the topics at fellowship about 8 years ago asked, why are women attracted to weak men? It's because weak men allow the hell in the women to come out. Two devils interacting all for the thrill. Does a strong man correct the hell out of the woman? Thank you.
Amazing. Well, he can point the way, but only God can take it away from him. No human being can take away hell from another person. But if the person would reach out to the light will destroy the darkness. Amazing. Thank you.
Eugene is now a member on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and bought 5 coffees.
Amazing. Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you, Jesse. You are right, Jesse. Most people don't want the truth. Thank you, Jesse and crew.
They don't. That's why you shouldn't be afraid to let people go if you need to, because if you hold on to them, the evil in them will work through them to destroy you. And they won't be able to help it because they love their misery, right? They love evil. So don't judge them, but let go. Amazing.
R.H. Hernandez, thank you, sir, for your 10 coffees. No message.
You're welcome. Thank you. Didn't get any fan for me.
Eric, in response to the BQ, which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
Do you prefer, being good? Are doing good.
No such thing. Only God is good. All conscious doing is found in conscious being. I can't do good without being in the presence of God. God works through me, and all he does is good, says he.
That's the brand new biblical question for this week. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
And we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Let me take a quick break. Thank you. I'll be back for your phone calls. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. with faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Amazing. So listen up. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com. The Hake, H-A-K Report. And at 11, right after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 11 to 1. And then the latest meeting, latest forum this Thursday night. It is the third Thursday already. Isn't that amazing? What happened with time? Time won't give me time, but time make lovers feel that they got time. I ain't got time. Isn't that amazing? And then Hank is sitting in for me from 8 to 9. Right, 8 to 9?
More like 7:15 to 9?
7 to 9. Yeah. Today, he has to sit in for me. Again. All right? So, busy day. Very busy. Let me go to Maureen, a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Maureen, Marina, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. This is Marina.
Hey, Marina.
I'm excited to talk to you,
thank you.
Actually, and I am very excited to talk to you. Also, thank you for acknowledging Italian-Americans, because I'm one of those people.
Right on. Thank you for discovering America.
Yeah, oh, well, you know, no sweat. It was easy on my part.
That's right.
And then I discovered it for myself, because I'm actually an immigrant here.
Right.
I immigrated when I was really young, but yeah. So yeah, so that's I'm called you because I have a very difficult time with, most of my life I've had a really difficult time with forgiving my parents. And I know that that has been a block for me to be free, truly free.
Yep.
And I also see that hanging on to my resentment of them has, this weekend was a great example that showed me that I am still resentful and still very angry, and they can trigger me very quickly. And I feel like I thought I forgave them a few years ago, because there's been times in my life where I've stopped talking to them altogether. And I didn't find any peace in that either.
Yeah.
I didn't. And so then I had a huge blowout with them a few years back. And because my father accused me of ruining the family. And so I just shot back at him, and things exploded. And then I finally calmed down because I actually got so angry. I thought I was going to do something very unwise, let's put it that way. And I realized that, that wasn't good. And at that moment, I felt like I released my resentment towards them. And I just kind of realized how broken they were. And I thought that I had forgiven them at that moment. But then I'm thinking, I don't think I have, because I still have this anger. And I just don't know what to do about it. And then the other piece is that I've heard you now for quite a bit, and you talk about returning to the father. And for me, both my parents are an issue, but my father is especially an issue. And actually, that's prevented me from my relationship with God a lot of the times, because I kind of project my father figure, which, you know, he was pretty horrible to me, you know, when I was very, very young. And I've had such a really hard time truly, I don't know, I think I just had a hard time. I'm having a hard time letting that go. And I'm having a hard time knowing how to be around them when a lot of, you know, they're still very, I guess, what you would call in their own anger and in their own brokenness still, you know, and it's difficult to be around them getting sucked into their, you know, trauma. So I don't know if you can help me with this.
And so your question for me
is giving it a shot. Well, how do I let this go? How do I, what should I, like, and also how do I, have I really, if I have all of this, should I talk to them again and maybe say something like, I'm sorry for resenting you all these years and holding on to the anger? Because I don't think I said that explicitly to them.
Right.
You know, I just basically said, in my own mind, I said it. And in my own mind, I said that I forgive, like I told my dad, I forgive you.
In
and
your
I
mind, you said
what,
that?
No, I told it to him in person. I said, I forgive you. And I said to him, you know, you need to ask God for forgiveness. I have already forgiven you. I let this go, in other words. But
amazing.
You need to ask God for true forgiveness. So I have done that with my dad, and my mom was right there. And I, you know, I didn't forgive her quite as explicitly, because she just took on a very martyr role. And it was, of course, it was all, you know, she was also a victim in all of this and all of this stuff, and she doesn't see her part at all. That's okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know what I mean? It's like, I get it. I see it.
So let me ask, because of time, how old are you now?
Sir. I'm 65.
So let me ask, what is it about you that causes you to believe that you are better than them so you don't need to forgive?
Couple things. So one thing is I've hung on to my victim identity for way too long, and I am having a hard time. I know I need to get rid of it, because it's just been the worst thing I've ever done in my life is to see myself as a victim, and it's just resulted in a lot of bad decisions on my part that I had to take full responsibility
for.
So
you believe that you are better than your parents?
I think I do.
And that's why you won't forgive?
That sounds right to me. That sounds that maybe I do think I'm better than them.
And so if you were better than them, you're 60-something now, and you have refused to forgive, have you noticed in your whole 60 years of life you don't have peace?
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely,
and peace only come from the spirit of truth. How will the spirit of truth forgive you and give you peace if you don't forgive them?
Right.
No, that was a question.
No, I don't know how to, like, I need to do that. And I'm not sure if I need to do that again, you know.
Yeah.
Like, should I do it in my, I should do it again.
You go to your parents and say, I am, once you see you're wrong, do you see that you're wrong for being angry at them?
Yes, I do.
Once you see that, then go and, hey, I'm wrong for resenting you guys, and I apologize. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I'm 60-something years old. I'm still miserable. I can't help myself. So I understand now. And whether they admit anything or they apologize or they blame you or anybody else, that's on them. You are not responsible for anyone but you. And so once you admit you're wrong for being angry at them, then God, the Spirit of Truth, will take away evil from your heart and give you perfect peace.
Okay.
It's not going to happen any other way.
Yeah, so, okay, so because I suspected I hadn't done it completely because I was still feeling that. Like yesterday we got into something and I was still, you know, stirred up with my anger. And I'm like, wow, so this, I just said to myself, maybe I just really haven't forgiven them the way I thought I did.
Well, you haven't.
In my heart.
Because had you forgiven them, you would know it.
Got it.
So you got to... Have you heard me talk about doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I saw you, I followed you a long time ago, and then I stopped following you because I felt like you were just doing a shtick, and you were just kind of like, especially with the fallen state. And so I kind of stopped. And then you did a fallen state with Warren Smith. I don't know if you remember that one with Warren Smith.
Well, never ask a black man if he remembers.
Okay, all right, but you did it, and it was pretty, it was like a couple of months ago that I saw it, and I was just like, oh my goodness, it finally clicked what you were trying to do by the way you were asking him questions, and I'm like, I have underestimated Jesse V. Peterson. I need to relook at that, and that now I have been actually doing the silent prayer.
Good.
I have been watching your fellowships, which are amazing.
They are
truly
amazing. A gift from God.
I mean, they are really, I mean, I can't tell you, I mean, I've been, I'll just, you know, full disclosure, I just retired from being a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and that has been one of the worst decisions I've ever made in my life. I mean, I spent a whole career just with wrong things, you know, just the whole thing is just so backwards, and you are so, like, refreshing in what you're putting forth, because it is absolutely the truth.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the truth.
What?
And the truth will set you free.
Absolutely.
And you got it. You have it. You have it, let me tell you.
I want you to know, now, once you really admit to your parents you were wrong for resenting them, I'm sorry for hating, God will change your heart from anger to love, his love, and you will love all people, even your enemy. And then if you do the silent prayer and practice being present, instead of living in your head, in your imagination, thinking about the past or the future, but practice being present, he will change your whole nature and everything about you. It will be amazing. But you gotta work on you now and forget about the world. Let everybody else stay in their hell and don't be angry at them. If they don't want to change, they have a right not to want to change. But you have a right to change. So just work on you, and I promise you perfect peace.
I really appreciate that. I really needed to hear that, Jesse. And I have to say, you know, the broken woman that I am a little bit tearful right now, and I know what you say when she's crying, she's lying. I don't think that they're tears of lying. I think they're little tiny tears of, like, relief.
Yes.
Relief.
Absolutely.
What you're telling me is relieving me, and I just feel unburdened, and it feels great. And I'm definitely going to do what you say.
And I want you to know the reason you're feeling that little relief right now is because you're opening it up so the truth can come down and make a home in you. And once it make a home in you, it will never depart from you again. It will change you. It will work on you night and day. And realize there's nothing you can do to change your nature. The truth will do that for you. It's spiritual. The light will destroy the old dark nature.
Yes, absolutely.
But you got to forgive your parents. They can help themselves. They did the best that they can do. It wasn't right, but that's all they had because their parents screwed them up. Exactly what they did to you happened to them,
absolutely.
And they just didn't have love to give you.
That's actually very true. And I know that about their history in detail, and it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it didn't come from nowhere.
Right.
It came from somewhere.
Every pair on this planet doing the same thing to their children. Everybody has the same problem. Some people overcome, most don't, but it's the same problem with everybody. They gotta repent, meaning they gotta admit they're wrong for judging, and God will forgive them and make them free.
Yeah, I think part of the problem too is I thought I was special because of what they did to me, like what my dad did to me specifically was like sexual abuse, and I was very young. And I think that caused me to think that, oh, that was worse than normal, like everybody else.
No. Right?
So that kept me very much in that mindset of like I was especially whatever harmed differently than like most other people, which I don't think is true anymore.
It's not.
I think it's all pretty much the same.
Pain is pain, no matter what kind of pain. Pain is pain, and it doesn't matter what type and what constant, it's still pain. And so your body has healed, but your spirit hasn't. And once you go and forgive, it will heal and you'll be free.
Amen. And I'll be free indeed.
Absolutely. So go and forgive them. Maybe if you have to FaceTime, however you want to be looking at them if possible. And I'm sorry for resenting you guys. I realize now you can help it.
I will absolutely do that. I know that that's what I need to do. Absolutely.
And
thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes, all right?
I will. I will let you know. And
okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Right now. It's the same problem with everyone. Let me go to Cora from Michigan. Let's see here. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
No.
Okay, hold on.
I can't hear you okay.
Can you hear me okay now?
No, I can't hear you okay now. I can hear you, Cora.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you hear me repeating what you were saying?
Yeah, I know you do that to people all the time.
And did you still think that I could not hear you, even though I repeated what you were saying?
Yes, because I was on speaker, and they specifically say don't go on speaker, so I actually believed it.
All right.
No, that's funny. But so I have a question. It's a little bit more on the TMI side, but also really, really beautiful a lot for Christians and me. I'm very curious about it. And so I thought, what better person to ask than you? But so here's the thing. So the purpose of like SEX is to have children, right?
Yeah, to make babies.
Okay. So my question for you is, is it okay in God's eyes, if you know, to do that with your husband while using protection so you're clearly not trying to have a baby, just for the sake of it, without the intention of having a child?
But why would you get married if you're not going to have children? There's no other reason for marriage.
Well, no. I want to have children.
Okay.
But at this point in my life, and I just, it's not in the way due to just like, I still need to lose some more weight to be healthy for that stage and just stuff like that. And so there's some internal things that I have to take care of, especially my health. But I mean, obviously God's will is God's will. I mean, if something happens, something happened, but that's not our intention. And to me, I hear so many Christians say, like, I've went to a sermon before where a pastor's like, yes, like pushing SEX against stuff. So I just need, for my own clarity, to understand what God feels about, like, doing that act without the intent of having a kid.
If you're married, it's fine, as long as you're not using it to escape reality. As long as it's a quit, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Well, I don't know what that entirely means, but I do have to ask a specific question.
But God is not. So you're married and you can't have children right now because of your health?
I would say it's not the smartest thing to do. I'm on a weight loss journey right now. I'm on a lot of amazing supplements to help set me up. And I'm also doing a full-time job. We're saving for a house. So it's just not in the way. So we're actively using protection to prevent that. Like, we're not trying to have a child.
So neither one of you nor your husband want kids at this point?
at this point, but we really want kids. Like, we want that. Well, but we just not at this second.
Since you're married, God's not going to hold that against you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't think so. And I asked my husband last night because I'm working on trusting him as well as right. I like, you know, and he goes, I go, honey, like, how do you feel about it? He's like, if you're not abusing it, I don't think God would hold it against you.
No, he's not.
But here's the thing. And this is the really specific part that also ties into, it's not the same question, but hear me out. A lot of Christians think that, like, if a man finishes and does his business, that, like, that's a waste. Like, that's, in God's eyes, that's, like, horrible because you wasted, like, you
right,
know?
Right.
And I'm
but
just curious.
But why do you put 1 ounce of a time thinking about what other people think about these things? You should even, that shouldn't even be a part
actually,
of your thinking.
Well, no, it's not, but it's actually, like, a biblical thing because, like, I think a guy named Odin, like in the Old Testament, like spilled his seed. And like now all the Christians think that like if a man finishes in today's world, that like it's wasting and it's like wasting of a child. And
what did your husband say about all that?
I asked him about that specific part as well. And he had told me that he just doesn't think that's true. Like he doesn't think
so
that.
So why don't you listen to him and move away from it and not think on those things at all? Why don't you listen to him?
I knew you would say that. Honestly, I don't know. I feel like asking you that, I'm not saying that he's not spiritually aligned with God because I truly think he is. I just have a hard time not asking you as well. And I hate that because I know I should just trust him and not give energy to that, because that just honestly sounds like I don't even know why God would put detail into it like that.
God's not putting detail into it like that, but Satan is, and you're listening to the devil. So your husband is telling you the truth. You should move away from what other people think about all that and let them think and be whatever they want to be and do, and you just mm-hmm. live your life. And that kind of thinking really just... It's dark, childish thinking, and you need to let those thoughts go and just live your life.
Yeah, because I thought internally, like, the whole spilling the seed thing, like, that is, I think, I just don't.
But that's not even
God
a,
is,
that
like,
should never even be a question. That's a, it's not even, it shouldn't even be a question in your mind. It shouldn't even come out of your mouth.
So it's like it's just evil thinking. Like I should. So wait, is it bad that if, I don't know if you're saying it's okay or not that he does that?
It's fine for you and your husband to do that until you're ready to make children, and all this other stuff you need to forget about.
Okay. So don't listen to like the, because I feel like the Christians can really mix things up and get things complicated.
Listen to your husband and not the world. Cora?
Well, what do you advise me to do? Do you advise me to listen to Aiden and not call you with these questions?
No, you can call me. I don't mind you calling me about them, but I want you to encourage you to stop listening to the world. All right?
So, here's what I recommend.
Okay.
All right. I got to take a break. My silent prayer. I just need to clock, so we ran out of time. So I got to run, but hate is going to take over for me, and I'll be back. Hate news right now, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
Who has anger? They're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. First hour hosted by Haik. Second 2 hours going to be, first hour hosted by JLP. Second 2 hours going to be hosted by Haik. And then after that, Big Bump is going to be co-hosting with Haik. Very nice. And then American Anchor Baby. We missed him Friday, I think, right? And then, but he's back today, back and better than ever. So, nice. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Haik News, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls, all right? Not JLP, but Haik on the JLP Show, guest hosting. Nice. Happy Columbus Day. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, many states today, though, are observing Indigenous Peoples Day, they call it. That's what they call the American Indians now, Indigenous Peoples Day, rather than Columbus Day, reflecting a growing movement to honor Native so-called heritage instead of the Italian explorer. It's a federal holiday, Columbus Day is, which means most banks will be closed and mail delivery is paused. What a mess. Or shout out. Congratulations. And there's the hostage release. After 2 years of the Israel-Gaza war, all 20 living hostages have now been freed and are back in Israel. Yay, congratulations. What a relief, huh? Thousands of Israelis gathered in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square, they call it. Hamas, they called them occupation prisoners. Occupation prisoners. Language is important to people, huh? Hostages Square singing and cheering as the initial hostages were released. President Donald J. Trump received a warm reception upon his arrival in Israel hours ago, where he was greeted by Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. Some of you disagree. You don't feel he's very based. And I understand. We can talk about it. But anyway, Netanyahu Bibi thanked Trump for his role in brokering the ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Trump is scheduled to address the parliament soon. In fact, I think he already has. Nearly 2,000 Palestinian protest prisoners and detainees in Israel. 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees in Israel will also be freed. We get 20, or they get 20, and they get 2,000, nearly, as part of the first phase of the U.S. brokered ceasefire deal. What a mess. Okay, government shutdown. The government shutdown is entering its 13th day. Anybody notice? Any flight delays because of the TSA calling out sick, stuff like that? Because they don't want to, I don't know, work for free temporarily, or they want to hurt Trump or something? The Congress is still gridlocked over a funding agreement. Top House leaders signaled Sunday there's virtually no appetite for the parties to cross the aisle and engage with the other side's demands. Meanwhile, more than 4,000 federal employees were recently given layoff notices. 4,000 employees, federal employees, fired amid the ongoing impasse. So said the Trump administration, revealing in a court filing. President Trump vowed to target the workers deemed to be aligned with the Democrat Party, the so-called workers in the federal government. Roughly 1.4 million other federal employees have been furloughed. Imagine that, 1.4 million employees of the federal government. Whew. Or working without pay, according to the Bipartisan Policy Center review. And the CDC firings. Hundreds of staff mistakenly fired from the CDC, supposedly mistakenly, on Friday have been reinstated, according to the American Federation of Government Employees. Sounds like a union. After a new round of layoff notices sent Friday to around 1,300 workers, so-called, at the CDC, approximately 700 were reinstated Saturday, with about 600 remaining laid off, per the union. The supposedly mistakenly fired employees were sent incorrect notifications due to a coding error. Imagine that. On the notices, per an HHS official. So what a mess. More news in the following hour, but now back to the J.S. Lee Peterson Show.
Oh,
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am James Hake, filling in for Jesse Lee, who is out for the rest of the morning. He's fine. All right, it's no issue. He let me send the show over to him so he can check it out. So I'll be filling in today. It is Monday. And it is Female Monday because we love the ladies if we love anyone. It's also Columbus Day. And it is also so-called Indigenous Peoples Day. And it is Thanksgiving Monday, right? It is Thanksgiving for Canada. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Anchor Baby. In Canada.
Thank you. I appreciate that from an American brother.
Right on.
To this total Canuck.
So welcome, everybody. There is one line open. You can call in 888-775-3773. We will get to the rest of your super chats. Some of them we did not get to, and so I may hold those until we get to... back with Jesse Lee, who should return tomorrow morning if the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise. I have to say it a little bit more white than JLP says it, because I am white. I'm from SoCal. But so we will get to your super chats tomorrow, okay? The rest of your super chats. But we will get to any new ones that come in for us today. So buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. All right. Very nice. So cool. So I'll try to keep an eye out on those. All right. And the D Live crew and all that stuff. Wow. Trip alert of 5,000 with a D Live super chat just seen now. But ladies, it is Female Monday. Nice.
It's the men in this country, and I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
That gal sing. I probably say I'm a feminist. Thank you. Oh, timid. Typical. As a white-looking feminist gal. You need to be more defiant, young lady. Okay, so we have some topics from Derek that I'd like to touch on. And 'cause there's crazy stuff going on in the world. And then we'll get to your calls and your super chats, all right? But one of the problems of these gals running things and voting and all this stuff is we've enabled single mothers. And we've enabled anger. And victimhood, and angry victims, and single mothers tend to raise more angry, out of control young people who are justified, who feel justified in getting crazy for nothing. And not only do they feel justified, they basically, like, can't help it. I was reading this story from Derek, the black producer of the J.C. Lee Peterson show. 9 killed in separate shootings across Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. M-I crooked letter, I crooked letter, I humpback, I. During homecoming week. Homecoming is in October, huh? Okay, so this homecoming has to do with high school, and there's a homecoming queen and a homecoming king, and I don't know what the point is, but that's what they call it. So NBC News reports from Leyland, I think it's Leyland, but it might be Leyland, or it could be something else entirely, Mississippi. School homecoming celebrations in Mississippi, this is Leyland, thank you, ended in gunfire. Black. Gotta be black, right? Shout out. It with separate shootings on opposite sides of the state of Mississippi. This is that Republican state, but it has a lot of the out-of-control people, not Republicans. On Friday and Saturday night, that left at least 9 people dead and many more injured. This is a clip from NBC News. Check this out. Here it is.
Chaos as deadly violence unfolded in tiny Leyland, Mississippi.
We got to do better. Leyland homecoming, man.
Authorities say 6 were killed after a shooting on Main Street following the town's homecoming football game Friday night.
People who were enjoying themselves last night found themselves faced with violence that no community should be faced with.
The victims ranging in age from 18 to 41. Across the state, another deadly shooting.
We have a medical call at Heidelberg High School. It's going to be multiple people shot.
This one at a high school football game in the small town of Heidelberg, where officials say 2 people died. Mississippi's governor says one of the victims was pregnant. Police today arresting an 18-year-old suspect.
What a mess, huh? That young baby-faced 18-year-old suspect. I shake my head. I join with that black dude who was recording, we got to do better. But they can't. Look at the families. Look at the cultures. High schoolers. I used to think, oh, I grew up, I sometimes will say, oh, I grew up in El Monte, where there's a bunch of Latinos, and there was like a shooting. There was one shooting one time where the salutatorian, the guy who would become like the second best grades wise, he got shot in the leg off of a ricochet. So there was one shooting in my whole high school career, or maybe not even that, and I only heard about it. But that's nothing compared to what you guys are used to, oh, down south with these people or down around those black Americans. Female Monday. That's a female spirit that gets crazy. Because you know how women... I didn't actually grow up in El Monte, actually. You know how these women will hit... And nobody takes it seriously because, oh, her hit didn't hurt. Or, oh, she's a woman. Cut her some slack. If a man hits her back, then that's problems. But these young men are raised by women that are crazy like that. And they go crazy. And then they're more effective with their violence. No. What a mess. Here's a little bit more. Let me read about this. There was a 3rd shooting across the state outside of a local football game. Check this out.
And in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, a 3rd shooting outside of a local football game there last night. Authorities there arresting 2 individuals. While back in Leyland, the search for the gunman continues, city leaders asking for help.
It's not a time to keep your mouth closed. It's a time you open your mouth. You can save a lot of lives if you open your mouth and tell us what you have seen.
The mayor working to heal a community in pain and on edge.
Wow.
Please pray for Leland, Mississippi. Pray for your city, and let's pray for this country.
Yeah. Because they have that no snitch culture where, oh, you don't tell, even when there's a murder. Did you see this shot up SUV thing? That's too wild for me. I'm used to calmness. Here's the latest updates on the investigation. There was only one surveillance camera on the scene in Leland. It's a small town. What do you expect? Here it is.
Jay Gray joins me now from Leland. And Jay, what do we know about the investigation tonight and the other victims there?
Yeah, and Savannah, let's start with that investigation. Within the last hour, we've seen crews up and inspecting what is the town's only surveillance camera here. It was trained directly where this happened, so it could provide some necessary video for this investigation as it continues. As for the other victims, we know at least 10 others were transported from this scene to area hospital.
In the good old days, we didn't need surveillance cameras. That's a small, beautiful town. There shouldn't have to be surveillance cameras. A mess. That's crazy. Hake looks like a snitch. Okay. So they're claiming that crime has gone down historically. I don't know if that's true. They've tried to turn everybody soft, thinking that that's going to fix it. Mm-mm. They're just angrier. Have you seen Antifa lately? They're very sympathetic and soft, and they're turning into trying to be women. But they're still violent. It's a spreading sickness. In the 60s, there was this report that black families are in a crisis. And you know what the out-of-wedlock birth rate was? 25%. It was the J. Patrick Moynihan report. I think he was a Democrat in JFK's thing, his administration. And it was considered controversial. 25%. And now white out-of-wedlock birth rates are like 30%. And black out-of-wedlock birth rates are like 75%, plus or minus. And there's victimhood crying like crazy. If you catch the Hake Report with Big Bump, you're going to hear about victimhood from the 60s. And it might have been a little rough back then. But it's not, anyway, they're complaining about stuff that they've created for themselves. The victims are. It's a mess. So JLP is out today, guys, for the rest of the day. He was here in the first hour. Make sure you podcast the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. I want to get to some calls here. People are on hold. Bernard is a first-time caller out of Los Angeles, California. Bernard, thanks for calling, sir. How you doing?
How you doing, brother?
Doing well.
I have a question for you and your experts.
All right.
Is man making technology his god? The reason I'm asking is because I read this story about...
Is man making technology of God?
His god.
Oh, is man making technology? Oh, so like these phones and these computers and things, is technology the god of man right now? Is that what you're
asking? Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the reason I'm asking is because I read this story about the Walt Disney guy who froze his body. It just seems like he put his faith in technology.
It seemed like he put his faith in technology, Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to be unfrozen.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. This is the technology age the past 100 years or so. Feels like. We had airplanes and stuff like that.
Right. And now the Japanese have this pill that's going to make people live like 200 years. And they're eventually promising eternal life.
That's crazy.
And I just wanted to take your you guys' take on that.
Well, you know...
Oh, and also... One more thing before I go. I want to correct you guys on something.
Okay.
It was the Vikings who discovered America, not Columbus.
The Vikings discovered it?
Mm-hmm.
I heard something like Eric, what's that guy's name?
Leif Erikson. Ingudurgen.
So he came across the Americas independently of Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus discovered it as well. He discovered it for the Europeans. Now the Vikings are like Northern Europeans. They're kind of separate from us. The Vikings.
Oh, okay.
You know how the Vikings discovering it didn't lead to us coming here and building America, you know, the Anglos and all that. I think it was Christopher Columbus.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but at least the best that I can, from what I understand, Leif Erikson may have come here. I'm sure that story is true and landed somewhere and did stuff, but they kind of came and went. I don't know that the Vikings came here and stayed and built a country, whereas the Spanish king or queen paid Christopher Columbus to come sail, and he landed here, you know, in the New World, and then that prompted Spain and Italy and eventually even the English,
right? Italy, France,
but Spain and France and English to come right. over here. From what
I understand. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's why we do the Columbus thing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Derek asks you, why does your first question matter?
Well, because it just seems like people are putting their faith in technology, and it seems like later on, maybe years from now, there'll be some kind of conflict between religion and technology.
Oh.
And then I heard this other story about this kid who took his life because AI girlfriend told him to do so.
I heard about that did Anchor Baby cover that story?
Yeah, I think he did it. I think that's what I heard it on. But yeah, like just like all this stuff going on with that, and it just seems like something's wrong.
For sure there's something wrong. And what do you mean by technology competing with religion?
Just as far as promising eternal life and people seeking guidance.
Yeah.
On Google, especially young men,
and
when
AI.
It comes to like sexuality and stuff like that, where before we would like ask our fathers.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Or you just eventually like find out from one friend or another, from friends, or just overhearing
right.
talk. because, you know, it's funny because my dad never talked about that stuff. And I thought that was fine. I wouldn't have wanted him to talk about that stuff because your friends are so corrupt. Some of your friends are going to say stuff, or your classmates. And then I don't know. I feel like it just kind of explains itself. I get that there's a lot of ins and outs for the women, and the women are crazy because, you know, they want this sex ed stuff in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not for that, but there's all kinds of different things that go on. And so it with a woman's body, right? And so
right.
I feel like the women should talk amongst themselves for that, like the mothers or whatever. And it should not be government or schools, because they're including all kinds of nasty stuff that we don't need to know, and that's just perverted. So I definitely think that there is people are on their a competition between God, if you will, and your false god of like your phone, your computer, whatever, the social media, whatever's attracting you and distracting you. It's like it's because those things are already your god, all the distractions.
It was just another distraction.
Yeah. But as far as Walt Disney, not to be confused with Walt Whitman, I think he did die. Nick says, what if he never died? Like he's stuck in that body and he can't move on. Did they freeze his head? Oh, man.
I think he's on display somewhere, his whole body. He's still waiting to be unfrozen.
I mean, Elon Musk and all these guys, I really have a great respect for Elon, for Walt Disney, for those people who do great things, Christopher Columbus. But as far as religion goes, they're just, and their own personal being, they're just as lost as you and me, unless they've found the way.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And it's cool to want to live longer. People, you know, all these shootings. A lot of these shootings would kill people, but I feel like there may have been advances in medicine over the past 60 years or 30 or 40 years or 50 years. And so people are surviving gunshot wounds that they would not have survived. So homicide rates may be partly going down because of our advanced medicine. So people are living longer, but they're not getting better.
Yeah, the quality of life is just, for somebody who's been shot or who's coming back from war or something like that. I mean,
yeah. It's crazy. Anyway, thank you, Bernard. Yeah. Interesting.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, of course. Take care.
Okay.
Nice. Let me get to Gustavus. Gustavus out of Detroit, Michigan, a first-time caller. Gustavus, hey. Thanks for calling and holding.
How you doing?
Hey, doing fine. Thank you.
Got a question.
Yeah.
What can black people do to make white society better?
They can forgive. And that will set them on the path. And pray.
Okay.
And that'll set them on the path to be able to cooperate, be more cooperative with the whites rather than angry and bitter and antagonistic and bringing stuff down. Yeah.
I bring that up because, there's a lot going on in the world, and we all see it. No one's really blind to this shit that's going on. Excuse my language. I know I can't cuss. But there's a lot going on, and I do know on both sides it's bad. I am white and black. So growing up seeing both sides of this, I can guarantee that it's just, if it keeps going the way it's going now, it's not going to be good. I was just seeing what you thought could possibly clarify and maybe get some of this fog released that's going on nowadays.
Are you talking about like the racial tension type stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're white and black.
Yes. Yes. And I, you know, and actually, now that we're on that, I have seen more grace from my white side than I have my black. Actually, my black family won't even come and visit unless it's in the ghetto.
Why?
Which is very interesting. Yeah, and why is a good question. That was another one I was going to bring up. What do you think I should do in that scenario where my entire black side of my family will not want to go into the suburbs?
They don't want to, like, come visit in the suburbs?
Oh, no, not at all. They won't even, they won't even want to call.
That doesn't even sound real. It seems like most normal black people, even black people from the ghetto, would love to visit the suburbs.
Well, it's odd because when they say, hey, come my way, I say no, and then I'm the bad person. I'm the victim. I'm the, hey, you're not being cool with us, So
I
we're
see.
Not
so it's
to...
a matter of convenience. They want to stay where they are and have you come to them. I get that.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I told him, my father multiple times, you know, I just would rather not put my son and daughter into a statistic where they have a higher chance of dying and being shot.
Right.
So I'd rather not go to those places. But if you would like to possibly meet up somewhere where it's controlled environment and we have more white people around, I have no problem with that. Because like Jesse says, every time we get the blacks around, it just seems to go crazy. It seems to go wrong. We see fights. We see, you know, all the N-words being dropped. We see the dreads being falling off. And it just, it's becoming a zoo. And I am black and white. And I see, like I said, both sides of this. And it's pretty crazy that I have to actually not see my entire other side of the family because they would rather not be around white people.
Yeah. And it's and it's about being around white people. It's not about the convenience.
I specifically believe it's because I am in a very good area. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure that that makes sense.
I've been told that. My father literally told me, you know, I like coming your way, but it's the gas, it's that. He comes up with lots of excuses on why
because,
not
but,
to.
But gas and time and all that stuff is, those are valid excuses.
Well, no, not when it's only 10 minutes, 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know, he comes, you know, and
I'll
and
tell you what, I'll tell you, man, I'm kind of a homebody. I don't like going out.
Too.
I don't really like, I mean, I'll go out if it's early in the morning, if it's a place that I want to go.
Yeah.
But I don't really, afternoon, no, not really.
Yeah, no, it's I've tried everything I could. I mean, I'm talking holidays and all.
But why,
you know,
are you so why are you so intent on getting them to hang out with you?
Oh, I think the family is very important to me. I believe that having, you know, everybody together, like Jesse's talking about, is something that we need to, as a society, do more often. And I do believe that on both ends, white and black, we need to, you know, get together more. And I don't care if that's having to drive 15, 20, 30 minutes to see your family. I think that it's very important that we get together and hold those cultural good, you know, principles down still. Because without that, it's just we're losing each other, you know, over a 15-minute drive. It's wild.
But that I disagree with you on that.
Okay.
The reason is, look at what's happening where your father, you're not, it doesn't, it sounds like you're not giving your father the freedom within your spirit to come or not come. You're kind of holding it against him. Whatever reason he doesn't want to come, that's his right not to want to come. And you don't
Absolutely.
Have a right to judge him or look down on him, even if it's for the wrong reasons that he doesn't want to come.
Well,
and
yeah,
so
I do
so
agree
it's dividing
with that.
You from your father rather than you being easygoing and loving him anyway.
Sure, and I have actually now that you talk bring that up, I've tried to go his way. I've came over there quite a few times, and I just asked the same kind of in respect to, hey, maybe you can come on, you know, come on my way this time. And it's always a no. So it just feels kind of more disrespectful towards my family when he always says no, no, no. And he always says, hey, you don't want to come to the hood. And that's, I believe that's just, I don't know. It's just wild to me that.
See, but don't you notice that you guys are fighting over not hanging out? Like you shouldn't
well,
be able
yeah,
to hang
well,
out or not hang out and not fight
is,
about it.
I'm not fighting over it. I just prefer not to be around a tire. Detroit is known for murder.
Yeah.
You have people constantly shooting each other left and right. I'm not going to name exact spots, but I grew up pretty in a really horrible place, and that's the same exact household that he wants me to go back to.
Wow.
He has not moved from that place since then. And Jesse had a great point when he says, hey, why are you not getting out of the hood? Why are we not getting away from these problems? And I noticed this when I was young and I got out of the hood. So now that I am away from them issues, I don't see why I would have to go back.
Hang on for me, Gustavus. I'll get right back to you. I have a little advice if you want it. 888-77-JESSE. The lines are full. I'm James Hake filling in for JLP for the rest of the show today. Hang tight.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. That is 888-775-3773. I'm, as you heard, James Hake filling in for JLP. Make sure that you donate to Bond. Whether you're a friend or enemy, do support Bond. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. In an hour and a half, or right now, you can call and leave a message. But in an hour and a half, the lines open up. 9 to 4 Pacific time. You can call Bond, 1-800-411-BOND, B-O-N-D, 1-800-411-2663. You can send a check or a money order, P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035, or scan that QR code thingy. If you screenshot it, nowadays the phones are so advanced, this tech, that if you tap on that thing, if you click it or whatever, you tap your finger on the QR code or some indicator thing at the bottom, it'll open up the web page to donate, to fill out the form and donate. It's cool. So, nice. Do support. Ladies, there is a women's forum, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Headed by JLP, the women's forums. And the men's forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond. All right. And church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday for everybody. Make sure you catch yesterday's church service. It was cool. Very nice. Women's forum, ladies, be there. Don't be ridiculous. And like I said, church on Sunday for everybody. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, rebuildingtheman.com/church. And some people fly in or drive in on a Thursday, come to the women's forum or come to the men's forum if you're a man, come to the women's forum if you're a woman, and then they just stay in town and stay for church on Sunday. And it works out like that, which is cool. I like that. That's what I would do. They are a highlight of the month. All right? Nice. So, let's see. What else? I will get to more of your Super Chats. Some of them have... I have seen some of them coming in. I appreciate them, guys and gals. And like that. Make sure that you're following Jesse Lee Peterson on Rumble and X and all of the different places. And nice, like that. Let me get back to Gustavus before too long here. We have a call. The lines are full. Gustavus is on the line. He has a problem with his dad not wanting to come to visit him. And then he goes and visits his dad, and his dad doesn't want to go visit, and so it's causing a conflict, and he's like, blacks and whites should be coming together, and he's big about family. Gustavus, out of Detroit, Michigan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Do you want my advice on this situation?
I want your advice on the situation.
Okay. take your eyes off of your dad and check yourself, because you are complaining about him, and that has nothing to do with family. Your being all about family is messing up your family relationship with your father. And so he should give him let him, just as God does, have the freedom to come or not come for any reason whatsoever. That's coming together and sharing the culture and sharing time, spending time, does not mean that you love each other. You can love each other you can love him and never see him, or love him and see him all the time, or whatever. That's irrelevant. In fact, sometimes that's out of like a false guilt or a false love, that to want to hang out with family all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you're judging your dad, it sounds like.
Only because of what he did in the past. You know, I had a dad that was, he did the typical, beat the hell out of your kid. He played the black role. He was not there in my life at all. He left me and my mom stranded in Detroit to do our own thing. It's not that I'm judging him. I'm just basing this off of facts and what he's done throughout my life. And now that I have children, he's actually doing even worse now. Now he's not even showing up in my kid's life because of the fact that the whole black and white thing. You know, I am with someone that is white, and he does not agree with that. He just does not like it.
But how are you half white? And
yeah, isn't that funny?
So did he?
I know.
So he left your mother, your white mother.
Yes, he did. Yes, he left her.
So he did
very
the same,
young.
He did the same thing that you did. Or you did the same thing that he did, I mean.
Oh, I'm not doing the same thing that he did at all. No, I'm trying to get with a white woman. yeah, no, I stick with white women because every time I get with a black one, it's a problem.
Right. Okay, yeah. But yeah, you are. Have you forgiven your dad?
Oh, absolutely. I love my father. I told him, hey, man, you know, if you would like to come around, or if you want me to maybe have a nice beer with you, sit down, I would love to do that, sir.
And what if he doesn't want that? Are you cool with that, too? Would you love that, too?
It's okay. Yeah, I accept that. I'm 100% okay with that. I just thought that I'd call in and let you know about that odd scenario. I just, you know, so if he wants to go his way, that's perfectly fine. I'm just going to live my life.
If you're all about family, the grandparents don't have to see their kids much.
Oh, no, he sees them and never. He never.
They don't have to see him ever, really.
I agree. It's just sad to see the blacks, again, being disassociated from the family. So we have the same scenario playing out where now my son will not see any of his black family members because they don't want to be around the whites. They don't want to come and visit. They don't want to come and be near, good sound folk. They want the blasting music. They want the cookouts, let me roast you. I'm not into all that. And I kind of like to just relax and have a good civil conversation. And he can never seem to do that and get a coherent sentence out.
But with your attitude, I don't really blame him, I don't think.
Oh, no, I don't really have an attitude. It's just a kind of a frustration.
The attitude that you're
years.
Portraying here is like looking down on him attitude.
Oh, no, I would never look down on someone that literally tried to raise me, you know. So I'm letting him live
you
his life, and I have
like,
no hate in my heart.
Is this
no
how your mother talks about him?
No, not at all. No.
All right.
No, she doesn't. I literally just am going off of life.
Well, like I said, just keep your eyes on yourself. And if you're all about family, you should be about your family, which is your wife and kids, not your parents and stuff.
Agreed. I just would love to have I wish they had a family. That's all. I wish that my kids had that good bonding, relationship with their grandparents, but it's just, it might not happen, So it's just, that's just what it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Appreciate
no hard feeling. Yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate the call, and I'll tell Jesse, I said, he's amazing.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Nice. I'd like to get to Abraham in Argentina, a first-time caller. Abraham, or is it Abraham? How do you pronounce it?
Well, my church all speaks Spanish, so they pronounce it Abraham.
Okay, how do you pronounce it?
I originally pronounced it Abraham. It was my pseudonym when I first got here. Everybody told me to be careful, so I gave out a
nice.
Sort of a nickname, and now it's stuck.
Okay, cool. So, Abraham, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing much better. I left the United States to find a different culture that I felt I'd fit in better with, and this brought me all the way down to Argentina.
Wow.
There's about two or three churches on every corner. I finally feel like I found where I belong. Even though I have no idea what anyone is saying, I can barely speak Spanish, but I can tell these are fundamentally good people. So my question is, this is all new to me, by
the
way.
So you escaped America.
Exactamente.
What part of America did you escape, out of curiosity?
I was in New England.
Oh, liberal, white, Democrat, New England, socialist.
That is correct.
Okay.
So, but my question is, my church, my church is a small church, but everybody's very dedicated, and they want more and more and more of my time. And for example, I did construction for over a decade. And we happen to be building a whole new building. We're building a kitchen adjacent to our church so that we can feed more needy and more homeless people. But I feel so weak. I don't know if it's because this is also new to me or there's just many other things I desire at this time. So my question is, how do I find the strength to help my church as much as they need me?
I don't know, man. I don't know how do you find the strength to help them as much as they need you. How do you know that how much they're asking is how much they really need you? They may be the reason I ask is they may be asking more than they actually need you just because you're available. And so they're taking advantage of the opportunity of somebody offering their help. And it's getting to be more and more, and you don't have the inward will to be helping as much as they're asking. And so now you feel like you are obligated, but you don't really want to, but they want more. And this happens a lot in churches. So it seems like it may not be right for you to get so involved against your will, because you're just going to end up being bitter and they'll just take advantage. And then at the end of this situation, is nothing Christian or church about it.
The thing is, it's not, there's more to the story, but I'm just kind of keeping it close to the vest here.
Nice.
It's my first call here, but I actually, it's not that I feel or, that I believe that they're trying to take advantage of me. I actually do fundamentally believe that I'm supposed to help them as much as I possibly can. I just don't. I have the means to do it. It's not like I'm desperate for money
or
anything.
What type of strength
do
you mean, then? What do you mean the strength? What type of strength are you
wanting?
I guess
consistency, to be consistent, to... That's the thing. I mean,
I got you. I got you with the
consistency.
I
want to see the church do better. That's the thing. I want to see the church do better. I just don't know how much time, like how quickly things need to progress, I guess, as far as us as a group. And so I just have days where I just, I just feel like I don't want to go, but I know I need to go.
You don't want to go help, but you know you need to go help? Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think that you need to go help?
I was brought to the church that I didn't pick this church. This church picked me. kind of thing. So.
Right, but that doesn't mean you need to pour all of yourself into it against your will.
Yeah. Well, it's
like you're the words that you're using.
You have to,
the words that you're using don't sound necessarily godly. They sound like obligation. Like I should help as much as I possibly can. That doesn't seem like a godly energy to that or a godly thought. It seems like a typical white helping out, be above and beyond. And everybody's all about the above and the beyond, and it's good to do more than is asked of you to where you see a need, but it's not good to do stuff out of this false sense of obligation. I don't think.
Well, I feel like this is good for me, and it's good for my character, and it's going to help build me up. And the less I do it, the slower that progression takes place. It's kind of how I feel about it.
But it sounds like you're concerning yourself with worldly things and doing worldly activity, and it's good to work. But what are you lacking in character that you think this action is going to build up the character?
That's a good point.
It was a question, actually. What do you like?
I know, but
so you're doing it for you're doing it for you because you think that it'll build your character?
Yes, and then symbiotically, it's also enriching the church as well.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I think as a group, it's enriching all of us.
But this is just only physical things that you guys are doing. It's not even like a spiritual things that you're necessarily doing.
Well, we need to build, like, for example, like I'm helping build the, you know, to build this this kitchen. I mean, you know, it's very different down here. We're getting in a vehicle and driving around the city and handing the food out. But it's not like a soup kitchen where people come in. I think that's ultimately the goal, is to have it be a centralized location that we can, people can come that are in the city that can receive more help. I understand I should avoid becoming sort of just like a bleeding heart where I'm just trying to.
Because even feeding the poor is not necessarily feeding the poor is not necessarily a spiritual act either. Building a kitchen in order to feed the poor is not necessarily right.
Yeah, I mean, from a spiritual perspective, I feel like I've been guided closer to the right path by being involved with this church.
But even then, you could still be lost.
Right. Well, that's kind of where I'm at in the story here. Just trying to figure out, up until about 2 months ago, I mean, I just kind of looked at church as a good community thing. You know, it's good for people. But recently I've had some stuff happen to me, and now I'm like, oh, okay, there's more to this than I originally understood.
But it sounds like it's physical needs and not spiritual or anything. It's not like you still sound like lost. And so you're barking up. It seemed like you're barking up the wrong tree, asking for how to find strength to help the church as much as they need you. Because these poor people. It may be your life may be the solution to your character, and your life may be nothing to do with what you're doing right now. You just fell into this situation. Now you're in this situation. How'd you come across JLP?
That's a good question. I've seen a few clips here and there. I would say it was closer to, I probably recently saw you, I believe it was a reaction video from Asmongold.
Nice. That was one that came out just yesterday? I mean, the one that was re-uploaded to our channel, Jesse's channel?
Yeah, it just kind of reminded me of the channel. Really, okay, at that nice. Point, and I watched a bunch of clips. But I think when I'm watching it now, I have a better understanding of where he's coming from,
right?
Than I did probably, I would even say, I don't know, a year ago.
Nice.
So it kind of takes a little time to understand.
Sometimes.
Yeah,
especially
you know,
if your exposure.
It
is
sounds
the
a little too
stuff.
Overly simplistic, but it is what it is. You know, it makes sense once you actually get to a certain point, I think, in your life.
What made you want to escape New England?
I mean, honestly, I didn't want to raise a family in the United States. I don't want my, you know, I don't.
In the whole United States, you didn't want to raise a family there, but you'll raise a family in Argentina? Are you married?
No. But that,
are you
that
planning
won't
on
last very long down here.
Are you going to find an Argentine gal?
Most likely, that seems to be that'll happen pretty. Like
you
they
think that they'll,
you don't have to find them; they'll find you down here.
And you'll find you'll raise a good family in Argentina.
Yeah. I mean, it would probably work out much better than up there.
I know, but you don't even have a girlfriend, right? At this point, I mean, at least you didn't have a girlfriend at the time that you were in New England.
Much less. Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I had some stuff going on. I'm not trying to get too much of my
right, yeah,
information.
Yeah. But, no, I'm not trying to dig
in. But, yeah, no, I had no trouble in that department.
It just seems like,
if you're wondering.
It just, I don't know.
I'm not
I
somebody
just
in a basement dwelling, you know, like hiding from society, if that's what you're wondering. No, I just, down here, it's very, yeah, I'm not.
You said they're fundamentally good people in Argentina. What makes you
right.
think that they're good people, fundamentally?
They certainly have much better control of their emotions. They work together, I think partially out of necessity, but partially just because they want to have a community. You know, they know who their neighbors are. They know who's around them. But I mean, are you asking
they
why
good,
they're like
they
that?
They might be good neighbors, but they're not good people. No, I'm asking why you think that they're good people. Abraham, can you hold about 10
yeah, no
minutes
problem.
Here? All right. I'm not sure if I can help you, but we will be right back, guys. I'm James Hake filling in for Jesse Lee, who is out the rest of this morning. 888-77-JESSE. The lines are full. Be back after the fake news, not fake news. In a moment.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Oh,
whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as these CDC firings and then rehirings, severe weather, watch out. There was a SpaceX launch. Space is real. Space deniers, eat your heart out. And other stuff going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, and I'll try to plow through all of y'all's calls. The lines are full in the coming hour. I'm guest hosting for Jesse Lee. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report with Big Bump. Big Bump will be co-hosting. Very cool. Happy Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day if you're a liberal or if you're brainwashed. Very nice. And shout out to the American Indians. We love the American Indians and the Italians. Nice. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, after the Hake Report, of course, American Anchor, baby. All right. Hundreds of staff mistakenly fired, right? Among the reinstated employees are those who published the CDC agency's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention flagship journal, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly. Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report, along with others from the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, the Global Health Center, and Public Health Infrastructure Center. Some of that sounds like a mess, if you ask me, but you didn't ask me. A powerful nor'easter hammering the mid-Atlantic coast, damaging winds, heavy rain, coastal flooding. It's slowly tracking north. So it's probably perhaps a good thing that Abraham escaped New England, right? I guess, maybe, perhaps. This coastal storm called a nor'easter due to the prevailing wind direction from the northeast, I guess, and ahead of its center. These northeast winds push water toward the coast, causing flooding and beach erosion. I told you about this last week. Storms already disrupting air travel at major northeast airports, ground delays, and due to weather reported Sunday night in Boston Logan and JFK airports. According to the FAA, average delays in JFK and New York were more than 3 hours late on Sunday, the agency said. Nice. Calls for the United States to land astronauts back on the moon before China does have been increasingly loud and frequent. Oh, wow. Ego, huh? It all hinges on SpaceX's Starship, the most powerful launch vehicle ever constructed, eventually to transport human beings on a key portion of the lunar journey. However, Starship has yet to hit several key, at least a few key milestones to assure a successful moon landing mission, which NASA has planned for mid-2027. That's just in a few years. So far, parts of the mega rocket have failed in dramatic fashion during 6 of its 10 uncrewed test flights. Wow. Among another prototype recently exploded during ground testing, SpaceX set to launch its next test, Flight 11, as soon as 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time today from the company's South Texas, which would be Central Time, 6:15 Central, 4 p.m., 4:15 Pacific, South Texas launch facilities. Crazy, huh? And rest in peace to acclaimed actress Diane Keaton. You heard of her? I feel like I've heard of her. Gone too soon at the tender age of 79 years old. She was an Oscar-winning actress, a woman who won an Oscar. Wow. Who maybe women win an Oscars every year. Huh? Probably they have like an actress category to make sure a woman wins. Maybe. Anyway, she starred in Annie Hall and The Godfather. Huh. Haven't seen either of those. Has died. The cause of her death not yet known. Several, at least a few, Hollywood stars offered condolences, paying tribute to just a truly original person. So claimed Reese Witherspoon. And 19 Smithsonian museums were forced to close on Sunday due to the government shutdown. Interesting, huh? National Zoo, temporary closure because of the government shutdown. But the animals will be kept fed. I'm James Hake. We'll be right back.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm James Hake, filling in for Jesse Lee Peterson this morning. And I neglected to say Jesse Lee's new biblical question of the week. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Maybe this is a biblical question, if I can speak. For old Abraham down in, escaped from New England down to Argentina. Is that guy doing good or is that gal being good? Very cool. Shout out to the B-roll grabbers. Derek, the black producer, I presume, made that biblical question. Being good or doing good? Very nice. You can call JLP with those answers, or you can call me, I suppose, with your answer. Nice. And you can call in, although the lines are full, but just in case a line opens up, 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. There are ways to listen, other ways to listen and support. On the description, if you're watching on YouTube or if you're watching on Rumble, there's ways to support and to listen. You can buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Go there and do a super chat. You can super chat on Rumble or YouTube directly. You can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show for all the ways to watch and listen. And if you're running down, and I don't know if you can do this from Argentina, but if you're conjuring up the strength to help that church, you might be able to listen on the listen line, depending on if you have international minutes. And that listen line is what? 605-615-4131. Nice. It's a listen line. It's cool. But you can podcast the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, all right? You can podcast afterwards, or you can watch live or watch afterwards on YouTube, on Rumble, Jesse Lee Peterson. On cozy.tv/JLP, JLP Talk on... Is DLive JLP Talk? No, DLive is Jesse Lee Peterson. And other platforms, very nice. What's up? There is a Discord for Bond, kind of. But nobody pays attention to it. So it's a mess, if it's even that functional. I get Discord messages every time somebody publishes a video. Anchor Baby, Hake, Bond, JLP, The Fallen State. So I get a Discord, but nice, it's tricky. Nobody knows how to work it. Anchor Baby has a Discord that's a little bit more active. He knows how to work that stuff. All right, so you can also use Cash App if you want to Cash App to JLP. We treat those as super chats as well. It's Bond JLP on Cash App. Very nice. And today is Monday, and Monday is for the ladies, all right? But we also talk to the men. Some of us need to overcome the inner being a girl and turning into a man. Some of us males, right? But anyway, ladies, there's a women's forum this week, by the way, third Thursday of the month. It's the 16th of October, I believe, 2025 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. But it's Female Monday. Nice.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
I bet you do. All
my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess, huh? Indeed. Lied to. The enemy inside. The devil is Judas in your mind, as you may have heard in church with Jesse Lee Peterson yesterday. I want to try to respect y'all's time, so let me get right back to Abraham, a first-time caller out of Argentina who was on hold. He fled New England because he didn't feel like he could raise a family in New England, even though he's not married at this time. And so he went down to Argentina and found them to be good neighbors, fundamentally good people, he called them. And this church found him. And he's, you know, construction type of a guy. And so he's been helping out and building a kitchen for them to feed the poor. But they're asking more and more of him. And he wants the strength to help them as much as they need him. And Abraham, are you there?
Yes.
Thanks for holding, sir. You know what, man? In talking with you, it feels like you're lost, and I'm lost. How to help you? How to, what to advise you on?
That's okay. It is a pretty unique scenario.
It's not really that.
It's
honestly not unique in that people help at churches, and sometimes when churches are needy of volunteer help, and when there's somebody who's willing to help, more and more is expected of them, right? And then the person starts to get resentful or just doesn't feel like helping all this much. And so that part is universal. People end up helping people, and the helpers don't know what they're doing. And the people,
well, I do appreciate the question that was posed, because yeah, it is interesting. Maybe it's really just about I need to be aware of my own personal development and my own spiritual development, and not just continuously be focusing on how things are developing around me.
Referring to, like, you know, building up that church structures as much as they need you to.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the
exterior accomplishments of feeding the poor and building up the thing, the ability to feed the poor. Is that what you mean by the things going on around you?
But yeah, exactly. I mean, I've seen, you know, when I before I ended up at this church, I checked out about 9 other churches before I landed on this one, but I was able to see the services, and these folks really do get, you know, I mean, they call it evangelical, but it's there's no Protestant, so it's basically evangelical Protestant is sort of interchangeable, though it is slightly different.
So this is a Catholic church?
I mean, people are weeping. People are they you know, they truly believe in that, you know, it's not that they're, it doesn't seem to be like anyone's fake it. They very are God-fearing people down here. With my church specifically, I just see it as almost like they're trying to be an instrument of God to put as much good in the world around them as they possibly can. And I just want to be involved with that. But it's so different than what I was accustomed to up in the United States.
And so sometimes you don't feel like helping that much.
I just, I feel I'm supposed to help. I feel like it's just so different that I'm just not used to being as involved with the community.
Yeah.
It's almost like I'm afraid of it. It's like I have a fear that
it sounds kind of like you're sort of surrendering your life over to this, like the direction of the church.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, a little bit. I guess. I mean, I want to do as much good as I can right now, and this seems to be the place where I can do that. And like I said, it was a very strange way, which, you know, I don't want to, I know you have a lot of callers. I don't want to keep you too long, but it was a strange way that I ended up at this church. I was brought there through some very strange occurrences. So,
meaning like coincidences?
You could say that, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, something like that. Yeah. I'm supposed to be here, is what I'm saying.
But you're not necessarily supposed to. I don't know if that's true or not, but you know your situation. And so I can't tell you what to do or what not to do. But you should know. You should know for yourself what to do and how much to help or not. Because you're not obligated to that church or to anything, really.
Of course.
Like, you could have got this cockamamie idea of needing to escape from New England, and it may be nothing like what you needed to be doing. But,
well, I mean, it's pretty, it's very, I mean, that's for me set in stone. I don't want to send my son to school and he comes home thinking he's a girl. You could get a house down here for an affordable amount of money. It's pretty easy, like very decent cost of living. There's definitely the women are, it's not the same. So there's a lot of positive things in that realm. It's this particular, this is the thing I'm unsure of. Is where I just don't know where I fall into how
I.
My
point is, you're way ahead of you. The reason I called that cockamamie is because you're so far ahead of yourself. Every American family isn't sending their kid to a school, a public or private school, for their kid to get brainwashed into the transgender thing, and the evil in a woman, the evil in the human nature has not escaped Argentinians. They're evil too. You just don't realize it. The grass is not greener on the other side. And I get, you do what you want, of course. Definitely, you know, it's like you gave a couple of nice reasons. It's cheaper, it's more traditional, whatever. But you don't understand their culture. You weren't raised in their culture. So their culture is more, the evil may be more hidden at the time from you than the obvious insanity of New England, which is just off the deep end, voting for like Bernie Sanders and stuff. But you could have gotten a New England gal and kept her at home, and she raised the kid, and hopefully she doesn't pollute the kid's mind too much so that the kid turns transgender in your at home school. But anyway, and then you could rent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you know, all the stars aligned, I could have made it work up in that area, sure. Or I could just be down here where it's 1,000 times more straightforward.
Nice.
So, but yeah,
are you doing JLP's silent prayer? Have you heard of this silent prayer?
No, I have not. I'm pretty new to this channel stuff.
Well, right on, man. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer and check that out. That'll calm you down, get you out of your head, and let the truth catch up with you so that you know what to do. You don't follow thoughts that lead you into doubts and make you feel weak about not wanting to go to work when you should be at work, or make you feel weak to not be able to say no when you should say no, or whatever. You'll have the strength and clarity, all the strength and clarity you need when you pray without ceasing, like a Christian should.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the advice.
I wish you well, Abraham. Let us know how it goes. And if you ever want counseling with JLP, or if you want to call back when JLP is back, always feel free. The bond office number is 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or you can email through the contact form if you want to set up a private counseling session over Zoom or phone or whatever. How are you calling?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
By the way.
What's that?
You have international minutes. How are you calling us from Argentina?
Oh, yeah. I got that. I'm still getting it sorted out, but I got the, I've still got an American phone. So
oh, sweet.
I got to sort that out.
Oh, interested. All right. Well, thank you, Abraham. Appreciate it. Very, very
thank
interesting.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Nice. Sweet. Wrapping up. Okay. Let me get to Michael in Maryland, who's on the line over here. Michael, a first-time caller. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Hank. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to answer the biblical question.
Okay.
But before that, I wanted to make a quick comment, too. Monday, Female Monday is definitely doing its job because every male that's called in today is a beta.
Terrible. So you're calling Bernard out of L.A. a beta?
They're all been Gustavus, beta so far.
Bernard and Gustavus a beta and Abraham a beta? How about you? Are you beta?
Alpha.
How about the host? How about the guest host? Alpha or beta?
You, Hake, I don't know.
Okay. Nice. So the biblical question is, which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
To answer that, you would have to take the yous out of the question because there is no you. So since we are, or since human beings don't know who they are, they have to let go of what they think their free will is, let God take the hammer and drive the nail. So to be doing good would be the most preferable thing, because to do good, I would think you would have eventually become good through only the Creator and His work, not of your own, because, again, as human beings, we do not know who we are.
So you have to do good first before you become good. So you prefer doing good to being good?
Of course, it's the only way.
Interested. I sort of thought that you have to be good in order to do good.
No.
No,
the devil thinks he's good.
What's that?
The devil thinks he's good.
Right, I know. What a mess.
Yeah, so, you know, again, let go of your free will, whatever control you think you have, which is, again, your anger and your thoughts and your feelings. Then God will take control, and only He does good. So it'll be coming through the tool of you, which is not you.
Okay. I appreciate
I don't know if that.
That
makes any sense to you.
Does it make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense to me.
Have you done it?
I have. Let go of your anger, apologize for resentments, and let God take the wheel. You lose your ego and you become nobody. So then God works through you and God does good.
Nice.
There
All
you
right,
go.
Michael,
that's it, though.
I appreciate it, man. It's good to hear from you. Call again sometime.
Oh, one more comment real quick.
Yes.
Globers are betas. The world is definitely measured flat. It is mapped out flat, sailed upon flat, flown over flat. Everything's flat.
Yeah. Nice. And how did you come to become a flat earther?
Being first mate on many a ship through Baltimore all the way down to Florida, celestial navigation proves that we all, every single person, measures Earth flat.
So you were in the Navy?
No, just the sailman.
Oh, nice. Right on.
But anyone can learn celestial navigation and sail the world.
Wow. That's you have a lot of confidence in your fellow man.
Well, I have a lot of confidence in the Creator, which, again, if people drop their free will and their anger, their thoughts and feelings, then of course I have a lot of confidence in my own creator and my father.
Nice. Well, thanks again, Michael.
Thank you, sir.
From a baltard to a flat earther. Take care.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Okay, Joshua in Oklahoma is on the line over here. Joshua, how you doing, sir?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey. I'm doing well, sir.
Nice.
See, I wanted to answer the previous biblical question, then I guess I'll answer the current one as well.
The previous is the absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
Yeah, so I mean, the second I heard this one, I knew the answer, and I shut off I shut off church after your answer because I was a little frustrated. So I didn't even hear Jesse yet. You let me know if I said this right.
So you were frustrated with my answer?
Halfway through it, I was, just because you made it about work or something. I don't know. I didn't listen to you.
Okay.
That's funny, man. So when I think it was Augustus that says everything in me that's good is God and everything else is me. So the way I see it is, darkness and evil is the human nature, the false nature anyways. And so when you're able to get rid of that, when you make that absent, everything that's left is God. So everything that's left is light and good. Is that right?
That's what my answer was.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm
kidding.
I'll keep
listening.
That was JLP. No, I'm kidding around. That was basically Jesse's answer. Nice.
Yeah, so I figured,
that's
kind of
what I had in mind, I just said it in a different way as, like, examples. But anyway.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, so yeah, that was, I mean, it came to me immediately, but I've been listening to Jesse for years. I kind of like when he's talking to people on the phone, I can kind of give his question because, he doesn't really give answers. He just kind of asks the question as a follow-up to let you come up with the answer. Mm-hmm. I've been listening so long that I think I've kind of mind molded on that a little bit.
So is that working
anyways,
for you?
For me, my false nature, heck no, man. I die daily.
Yeah. You didn't even have the patience for your fellow man to sit through church all the way.
Yeah, okay.
You got frustrated.
You're talking to my ego. You're not talking to me, sir.
That's funny, man. I can understand that.
And then yes, sir, for sure. And then I guess the current one.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Oh, the new BQ. Let me read it. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
Being good.
Yeah, I feel...
Because when you're being good, and if you can be good anyways, then all you would do is good, right?
Seems like it.
That's my answer on that.
Or you would also not resist when you didn't do good. You wouldn't be defensive or making excuses the way Adam and Eve did and the way that everybody else does.
Right. You would just apologize, admit you're wrong.
Yeah.
And in that way, you can be forgiven, right?
Right.
Amen.
That's what I think. Nice. Well, right on, man. So you turned off church right before you... Well, the timestamps are out, so you can skip ahead to where you want to listen, if you want, on Church with
Jason. It'll be saved as well. I got YouTube Premium, baby.
Wow,
it'll get
nice.
Me right back there.
So you don't experience the commercials, the advertisements.
No, not at all.
Which is a good thing, actually, because those of you who get Premium, YouTube Premium, although you're paying YouTube and Google, I think we get money from Premium listeners watching on YouTube. If I'm not mistaken.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so just because you're not sitting through commercials, you're still helping us out. It's better than ad blocker for us in that sense. Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, I thought I saw something like that. Thank you, Joshua in Oklahoma, man. Have you ever been to a men's forum? You ever flown out for a men's forum?
No, yeah, I'm way too far. I'm way too poor.
Oh, okay. Well, I wish you well, man.
Hey, and quickly on the thing about the Vikings, Eric, whatever that
Leif
came first.
Erickson.
So that's right. Uh-huh. So I read up on that. Apparently, they came too early. So like they came over before. I guess, some pestilence or some kind of plague, and it knocked out like a bunch of them. So like when Columbus got here, it was a little underpopulated, but Eric Leaf, he writes about how the skies were blackened by the campfires and the arrows when they got close enough. So apparently there was a bit way bigger population. They couldn't establish anything. They had to turn around a couple of times because they kept getting whooped up and, you know, losing men and having to go home and lick their wounds.
So the Vikings got run off by the American Indians, you're saying?
That's what's coming to mind when I heard it, because I remember doing a little research into it. They came a little too early.
Did they land up in Canada?
Something like that, yeah, something way like up that, north.
Huh? Yeah, because they are way up north.
I really don't know. Yeah, I heard it was something like Nova Scotia or something like that.
Now, I disclaim everything that you're hearing, because this is all we don't know.
Yeah, it's all hearsay, and it's going off my memory from when, you know, I was like 15.
I'd never heard that Leif Erikson had run-ins with the American Indians, but I'd never heard much about Leif Erikson, to be honest. Right on, man. Well, I wish you well. Joshua in Oklahoma, get rich.
I'll do my best.
So you can come to a men's forum sometime.
That'd be amazing, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye. Let me get to a few super chats. All right, if that's okay with you. Super chats. Chirp Alerter 5000 with a DLive diamond says USS Cole bombing anniversary. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, monkeys, monkey emojis. Is that new age? Is that devilish? Is that unchristian? But, USS Cole bombing. I wonder if that's a, thank you, sir. I wonder if that's like a dog whistle or a bullhorn blaming some group of people or another. Thank you, Chirp Alerter 5000, USS Cole bombing. I don't know. Al-Qaeda bombing of the USS Cole. Suicide attack purportedly by Al-Qaeda, per Wikipedia. The 12th of October, 2000. Oh, so it would have been yesterday, but 25 years ago yesterday. Church was the 12th of October. While it was being refueled in Yemen's Aden Harbor, 17 U.S. Navy sailors killed and 37 wounded or something. Crazy. Thank you. Who was that? Was that Chirp Alerter? 5,000? Thank you, sir. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Nikki says, bonjour, Hake. Comment allez-vous? Snail emoji. And it's a, is that escargot? Gross. Terry says, coffees are being dispatched from Africa right now. From Africa right now. Africa right now. That's right. You can get Punchy's coffee, by the way. I neglected to promote it. By the way, this shirt is from some other guy, some other host. All right? And I don't even know if he sells it anymore. Christopher, I'm wearing my Christopher Columbus was a hero t-shirt. But if you go to jesseleepeterson.shop, you can get other shirts, not this one, but other shirts. And Punchy's coffee. Good. It is delicious. It's even good as leftovers. I drink leftover church coffee during the week sometimes when you guys don't drink up all the church coffee. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores or more directly, jesseleepeterson.shop. That's where you can get Jesse's books, merch, and Punchy's coffee. Punchy's coffee is shipped only in the United States, I believe. And the treasure chest is going to be open on DLive. If I remember, as well as the scratch-offs on Pilled.net. Shout out. The Vikings settled in Newfoundland. Archaeologists discovered the site, says Tyrannosaurus wrecked over there on Pilled.net. Happy Columbus Day. We'll be right back to the rest of your calls and some more of your Super Chats, perhaps. And then we'll get to Super Chats with Jesse Lee Peterson tomorrow, guys. Be right back.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up.
I have some amazing books that were made for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
We are serenading the ladies with the saxophone. It's Female Monday, guys. Everybody loves females. Everybody loves Mondays. Just kidding. A lot of people don't love females, and that's wrong. And a lot of people hate Mondays. That's ridiculous. We have the Hague Report coming up after this. Like I said, Big Bump is going to be co-hosting. Announcements, guys. And then American Anchor Baby after that, all right? Make sure you're subscribed to Punchy TV on the YouTube channel, if you so please, as well as the Bond YouTube channel, of course. Bond YouTube, that's where you can catch the church services as well as clips. Make sure you're subscribed to the different Rumble channels, Jesse Lee Peterson, The Fallen State TV, and Bond, Rebuilding the Man, all right? And like I said, pill.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. It is a veteran-owned platform, kind of a nice alternative streaming platform slash social media type of a thing. They have shorts and posts and stuff. But mainly a lot of us use it for streaming. We're also on punchy.tv. Jim in Alaska says, it was crazy seeing you guys pulled in 15 different directions, Nick. He says, it was great seeing you guys. Jim in Alaska flew down for church with Jesse Lee Peterson, a working man, and then flew back up for work. Nice, he and his wife. Shout out, Jim in Alaska. And follow JLP Talk on X and other platforms. Jesse Lee Peterson on Gab, even. We just post the biblical questions mostly and some church shorts and things like that. All right, so congratulations, Treasure Chest winners. Look, let me read a couple more Super Chats, all right? If that's okay with you. Jermaine gave a tip about a clip of Trump saying it was so amazing, and I have passed that along to the guys and checked it out myself. Thank you, Jermaine, for that coffee. Eric asks, what's wrong with Da Blatz? Women having sex out of wedlock. Society drastically underestimates the consequences of female promiscuity, he says. Violence, chaos, confusion, hate, blame, and victimhood. That's right. People don't realize that this sex stuff is, it's not a joke. The mama spirit is a sexually transmitted disease, says he. Metaphorically speaking, I believe, right? Metaphysically speaking, of course. That infects every facet of society. Thank you, sir. And Cornerstone on Cash App. Happy Columbus Day. Very nice. Thank you, sir. Anthony said, black fatigue off the charts in October. Terrible. Indeed. Thank you guys for your super chats. I'll try to read the rest of them with Jesse Lee. All right, because some of them are for Jesse Lee Peterson. Nice, nice. Oh, Flat Earth Hour, dun, 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 said Carver. That's right. Thank you, Carver. And I'll read the rest of you guys later. I'll read the rest of them later. Karen. Hi, howdy do, y'all. Hake, your shirt is a lie. Christopher Columbus was not a hero. No, have no heroes. Enjoy this wonderful maid Monday, says Karen. Thank you, Karen. All right. And Cuckoo Geo says, how old are you, Hake? 44. 44 years old. Nice. Okay. So let me get back to the calls. Tony in California on the line over here. Tony, thank you for calling, sir, and holding. How you doing, Tony?
What's going on, Hank?
Not much.
Hank. Well. Yeah, I was just had a little bit too much prune juice this morning or something.
You sound like you're on Bluetooth or speakerphone, Tony. What's going on?
No, I'm not on Bluetooth, sir. I'm just in an echoing room, that's all.
I'm not getting an echo. I'm getting fuzz. But go ahead.
Okay, well, the thing I'm calling for, I'm trying to figure out, why is the Republicans and you protecting not the children or the female victims, but you are protecting the pedophile? Why is that, sir? Why are you not outside protesting to release some Epstein files to see the people that's in power, the people that's in the billionaires, be exposed of their being and their sin? And then also, let me say this too. You and Jesse are very contradictory. Y'all talk about being good beings, but you spoke on there is no good deeds in human beings. There is no good person on this earth. So how come y'all go speak on y'all biblical quote or however you want to call it, there's good people in this world, when y'all always spoke and really spoke against the black, there's no good person walking upon this earth? So can you answer that for me, please?
All right. Well, no man is good, not even one, says the Bible. It's a fact. But if you're born again, as Jesus said, you must be born again and have the nature of God in you, the Holy Spirit in you.
Oh, really?
Yep. So that explains that. And that pretty much explains that as far as you and I are going to get anything out of. And then as far as protecting the supposed PDFs, correct me if I'm wrong, but Jeffrey Epstein is gone. And then there's no proof that anybody else did anything. So what are we protecting?
Oh, my God. So now you're saying, well, what was the file?
And Epstein wasn't even a PDF. Huh? He just had underage gals. But that doesn't mean PDF. By the way.
Wait a minute, bro. Come on, man.
From what I heard, 17-year-olds, 25-year-olds.
No, we talking 14, 13-year-olds. How about that?
Well, you may be talking about that, but that's not what I heard about.
I mean, what were the victims that came on the Capitol and spoke about the abuse they went through being on that island?
You never know what the truth is. You should not just take somebody's word for it.
So why we came...
Those gals, some of them already got their money multiple times over.
Why we can't talk to the people, expose those on the list, and let them come to public saying what they did and how they did and why they did.
You're calling the wrong number, Tony. Go ask the FBI.
Go ask the FBI. And you know who they are. And what most say, my friend?
I know who are. The FBI? Yeah,
who's on that list.
Go ask Cash Patel.
You know who's on that list.
I don't even know that there is any list.
But the thing is this. Why do your president, that's supposed to be the president of the people, say that he hates those people that are against him? Uh-huh. I think he's supposed to be a president for the people. And why do he have hatred in his heart? And he's supposed to be the president of this
It's a god. It's a godly hatred.
No, ain't no such thing as a godly damn hatred.
Whoa! Why are you cussing?
Damn is not a cuss word, bro.
Damn is the cuss word. It literally means curse it to hell. That's what damn means. So you're not supposed to say that word.
If your boss man can call his female neighbor a B-I-F, I just say damn.
No, you can't.
Keep it real.
I am keeping it real. You're not supposed to say that.
He can call his female
neighbor. I got to go, Tony. I'm going to hang up if you say it one more time.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
No, I'm talking about the D-A-M-N word.
What about the B-I-C?
That one is okay because Jesse's grew up in the country and that's what they said.
Wow, y'all so.
You don't have exceptions to rules? Are you Mr. Perfect? Are you Mr. Perfect calling me, Tony?
And nobody's saying that.
Why are you trying to pretend like Jesse's inconsistent when he's more consistent than anybody in this room?
How you figure that? Is he Mr. Perfect?
Yes.
Oh, see, that's another lie. That
he has a perfect heart. He may make errors of the intellect. He may make mistakes of this or that. But he's perfect within.
Ain't no mistake when you constantly doing something. Jesus said that is his character.
Yeah, his character is. Jesus said, "Be ye perfect." Therefore, Jesus told the people in the Sermon on the Mount, "Hey, be quiet!
Jesus
I'm talking."
Didn't say that. That's a man. That's
Jesus
a man
literally
that
said, "I put Tony on hold because he's yapping." Jesus said, "Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you," and then after that, he's like, "Be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect." Nice. So, Mr.
Okay.
Perfect.
So let me ask you one last question, then I'll let you go. When God killed the devil.
When God killed the devil?
I said, why haven't he? All this mayhem, all this mischief and mayhem going on. Why don't he just kill the devil?
Maybe he already did.
By living glory?
Maybe he did.
Well, why y'all... How did he do it?
What makes you think the devil is alive? The devil is dead. That's why he's trying to get life out of you and me
if he's going to do that if he's dead?
Because he's dead inside. Dead doesn't mean dead like you're dead. Like dead. Maybe. You know, they say that hell is like the eternal death. Something like that. Imagine that.
Death is not
where you can't do anything. Well, you can't do anything. You can't do anything. The devil is stuck in hell. He can't do anything about it. That's dead.
He's not stuck in hell. Didn't God kick him to the earth?
The earth
is kicking
through the earth through you, kicking out hell on earth like you're doing. Accusing Trump of being a PDF.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the devil is dead.
But don't they have evidence, the pictures of him and Epstein? And then Epstein said in his own words that Donald Trump was his main donor.
You lied to me, Tony.
Foundation?
You lied to me, Tony.
I'm asking you a question, sir.
You already asked me one last question, then you said you would let me go, and you haven't let me go. So I got to let you go.
Can you ask that question then?
No, I got to
go.
I gotta let you go, Tony.
Was his main donor?
No, he was a Democrat donor.
All you gotta do is follow the money, bro, and the money will tell you everything. Follow the money.
Not true.
That's all you got. For the bank record.
That's
and
not true.
See Donald Trump name all over the place.
You don't know what you're talking about. Bye,
Tony.
Come
on, man. All you gotta do is research. Have a good day, sir.
Happy Columbus Day.
Yeah, happy Industrial Day for the Indians. Ain't no damn Columbus, bitch.
Cussed again. Ridiculous. Sorry, ladies, kids, faint of heart. John in Houston, Texas is on the line over here. John, thank you for calling, sir. How you doing?
Thank you. Thanks, Hake, Mr. Hake.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Tony won't even let you talk about Jesus.
Yep.
Man, I have two things. First, a little tidbit about Flat Earth. Tell me if you know this, but from the sky, when you look down, you know, like flying over, you know, you see the grid system that we have, where roads and the roads are perfectly in a grid shape.
A lot of times. Yep.
So you might know this, but this is, some roads don't just go straight. Some stop and then continue on like a little bit over there to the right or to the left. Yep. Because they can't make a grid shape perfectly on a globe.
What do you... What?
So
you're talking about on a neighborhood, right?
Well, flying over the country.
So so that proves that we are on a ball earth.
Because, yeah. And then there's the Suez Canal. That's a whole other thing I'll call in another time.
Okay.
I just like to talk about that.
The Suez Canal kind of separates Africa from Asia?
Connects the Mediterranean Sea to another sea.
Is it a natural canal or is it man-made? I forget.
Man-made.
Man-made.
Man-made. I don't know much about it. I just picked up tidbits. I'm a sponge.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know if the globe, the obvious globe, I agree with you, it is a globe. I don't know if that's why these streets are sometimes jogged over when it jogs over a little bit. Sometimes when a street continues across an intersection or after a few blocks, it's in a different place. But I don't think that's because of the globe or flat earth. I think it just has to do with how they laid out the city for whatever reason.
Well, we like the squares because we have property ownership, and you should know that. You should know that.
I know it.
So, now, since it's Female Monday,
yeah.
Japan's ruling party has elected its first woman leader.
Oh, Lord. Congratulations.
And people, she's like very conservative, and people want her to become prime minister.
Wait.
It might not happen.
Wait, she's the first what? Party leader?
A woman leader. Her name is Sanae Takaichi.
I hope you didn't just cuss secretly on the Jesse Lee Peterson show in Japanese. Hopefully that's a real name. Well, thank you, man. No, I don't think so.
She's very conservative. She's like models herself on Margaret Thatcher.
That's what I heard Bill Clinton or somebody said, that the first woman president or whatever is going to have to be thinking a little bit more like a man in order to be elected, meaning be conservative. So that's why it's even though she's not thinking totally like a man, because she wouldn't even do it, she wouldn't even run if she were totally thinking like a man, she would know that it's not a woman's place. But, I'm not surprised that a lot of times the first woman, this or that, Margaret Thatcher, I don't know if she was the first woman prime minister in UK, but she was fairly conservative, I heard. Interesting. What a mess.
Japan doesn't have a military. Now, that's interesting to me.
That's because of the World War II. They did too much. They were too mean to China, so we said they don't get a military, something like that. Or at least you can't have, like, an offensive military.
Yeah, they still have the royalty.
Oh, the emperor or whatever?
Yes, you're going to make me have to look it up.
No, you don't have to look it up.
Yeah.
Wow. See, even Japan is going down. They even had a Ukrainian Jewish gal? A Ukrainian female Miss Japan, I thought, or something. But she got it revoked. She got it revoked because she had sex out of wedlock with a guy who was turned out to be married or something. And it was a big scandal. So they stripped her of her Miss Japan title, if I'm not mistaken. But they're getting that diversity stuff too a little bit.
It's a whole different culture over there. I don't understand it, but
yeah.
I like that I like that they stripped her of that.
Yeah.
However, they don't have a military, so is it a real country? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a mess. Maybe they will eventually get to have their own whatever they're limited on. I don't know.
You know what? I'm not going to make you look it up. They do have a military.
Okay.
They do have a military. It's a very small people's military, and they kind of have like a whole different culture over there. They live on an island and stuff, so.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, thank you for the little Female Monday tidbit.
Yeah, and I'll just keep my eye on her.
On this Japanese gal?
Yes, and they're having problems with immigrants just like us over here too.
Wow, really?
Yeah, let me hold on a second.
Are they Chinese immigrants?
No, they're refugees.
From like other Asian countries like North Korea or something or what?
No, not Asian countries.
Oh.
So
they're being forced to accept like Africans and other and Middle Easterners, that type of refugees?
There's many reasons for this. I'll have to call you back about it.
Okay. Interesting, John in Houston.
Yep.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one.
All right. You as well. Wow. Rick in Hampton, VA, Virginia. Rick, thank you for calling and holding, sir. How you doing?
What's going on, Brother James? What's happening with you, brother?
Not too much. Just hanging out, filling in for JLP in the last few minutes here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that'll work, man. No, that'll work. Y'all have a good service yesterday? Good weekend?
Yes, sir, we did. Do you ever catch good. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson?
Oh, yeah. I try to catch as much as I can. You know, and so I do listen to y'all a lot on y'all Sunday services as well. One day I hope to come out there and fellowship with y'all. But for the most part, I do listen, but sometimes I might can't listen to it depending on what I'm doing. Like we out and about, you know, it's hard for me to listen to the show and really focus on the sermon, you know?
Of course, yeah.
So for the most part, I do watch y'all church service on Sundays.
Nice.
When it comes, y'all come on at 2 o'clock.
You can always podcast it after the fact. It's available on audio podcast as well as on YouTube. So if you ever have,
okay.
I don't know if you have Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever podcast platform, you could do it that through that. Amazon even, I think. Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Just FYI, in case.
Most time, like if I miss y'all's show, I'll go to YouTube.
Nice. Yeah.
And try and catch up on it. But I didn't catch it yesterday.
Right on.
Yeah, man. So, dang, what I wanted to comment, I'm going to comment on real quick.
Fatherless
you know how
people
say, like, when they have a... Say again? Yeah.
Fatherless.
When most people... Yeah, you know how some when people don't have a father, and they main thing be saying, I ain't going to be a father like my father was. But see, to me, that's judging. Because your prayer should be... God help me to be the father you called me to be instead of saying, I don't want to be a father like my father was. To me, that's pride. What you think, James?
It is pride. It's a judgment. And
exactly.
It can misdirect your life because you're being controlled by not wanting to be like. And that's not the...
Right.
You get some cockamamie ideas in your head that way. And
exactly.
So it's not right. People don't realize how much they're judging, and it's throwing off their
exactly.
lives.
Exactly. Oh, when they say that, like, I don't want to be like my father. It's like an ego thing.
Yeah.
And instead, just ask God to help you be the father he called you to be and keep it moving. And I hear so many men say that, you know, that don't have fathers. And then, like I said, half of them ain't even talked to their father to see what really happened.
Yeah.
You know, so what do you think about the government shutdown? Do you think the Democrats going to concede to trying to ensure,
illegal immigrants. That's what they whole thing, but they always try to say, we want insurance for all Americans. Then when you ask them, are y'all talking about illegal immigrants? All Americans. They never answer the question.
Yeah.
Never. They never answer the question. It's all about the immigrants, so they can turn them into votes. I tell you that, James, if Kamala Harris would have won, she would have opened the borders in every direction until they got so many in here that they would win probably every election.
Well, the good thing is it wasn't even close. Trump stopped that trick.
Oh, yeah.
She's not a trick.
Oh, he did.
I'm just kidding. It's a movie reference. All right. Rick in Hampton, PA, I got to run, man. Take care. It's good to hear from you.
I'll tune in for your show.
All right.
Yes, sir. We'll do that. Thank you, Brother James. Thank you for taking my call. Love you guys. Keep up the good work, James.
Thank you, sir. Guys, this has been the Hake Report. I mean, this has been the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, guest hosted by Hake. Thank you, Jesse. Shout out. He ought to be back tomorrow. And call Bond for counsel. And if you need to call Bond and support Bond, even if you're an enemy, rebuildingtheman.com. The Hake Report after this. American Anchor Baby after that. And ladies, don't forget the women's forum. It's so good. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. And rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Donate to Bond to support the work of Jesse Lee and the crew. Very nice, guys. Peace. Oh, no, I don't say peace in the Middle East. Country and Western Tuesday coming up tomorrow. And then, nice. Take care, guys. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit. And through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.